Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Breaking Chains, the special assignment, 7 p.m. Central, a show to feature individuals, businesses, organizations, and ministries about what they're doing for the community.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Amen, amen, amen. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you and your families all throughout the land, and have your listening ears on and just riding with us in the Spirit. God bless you. I tell you, I just hope that God is with you and that you have accepted him. That is my prayer for you, that you are on God's team during these times. And if not, you have plenty of opportunity, if you're still breathing, to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Tonight, we got a very great show coming up, very special guest. Y'all know him, but we're going to have a long conversation with him and let us introduce you to him. You heard his voice, but he's going to be here. Before we go any further, let us all pray. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord, the way, the truth, and the life, O Lord, we know nothing gets to you without going through our Savior, the Christ Jesus. As we're led of the Holy Spirit, we bow down and give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God, as we thank you for another beautiful day that you've blessed our eyes, our minds, body, and soul to see. And Father God, we ask that you forgive us for our sins and all of our unrighteousness, Lord God. Tonight, Lord God, we ask that you watch over us, Father God. Dispatch our angels to be with us tonight, Father God, our microphones around our homes, Father God, as we step out and break chains, Lord God. Bless our families, Lord God. Continue to keep the hedge of protection around them and the angels walking with them, Lord God. Father God, we pray for those that are suffering through COVID-19, Father God, that have family members dealing with them, lost loved ones, Father God. Strengthen and comfort them in the name of Jesus with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. So right now, Lord God, we walk in and break chains right now on YAT Radio, Father God. Watch over us and keep us. This I ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. It's time to break chains. Put on your full armor of God. We about to go in, y'all. And I got the perfect song for this brother. We done played it before, but it just fits us perfectly. And I'll tell you about it in a minute. Hey, let's break chains. YAT Radio is on. Let's go.
Understanding work.
be surprised cause the block ain't changed. And the numbers they be getting, something still ain't hitting them. America ain't Christian, they just practicing the ritual. That's why we should be missional. Like what you think I'm sitting for? United States is dying and the East is looking pitiful. Some places if they catch you, they'll arrest you and they'll serve you. But they still need the word. The gospel should be heard. We claim we ain't ashamed, but yet we still ain't hit the block. We in our Christian bubble while our brothers get locked up. Lord, I wanna stock up, pack a bag and walk up. In a country where sharing my faith may get me shot up. Anywhere you go, whether my city, Lord, or far abroad, I just wanna show them Jesus Christ, the risen holy God.
Simon, send me. I go. I don't mind taking that journey. And I tell you what, this gentleman I'm about to bring on to you, this man of God, powerful preacher, I tell you, he's on with us all the time. But I want to introduce him to the world tonight and let you hear his testimony and get to know all about him because Breaking Chains Ministry is growing. And we're into the light out of darkness. And if you already be brother's keeper and help you be focused and it says sharpen his eyes that brother sharpen the countenance of his friend. So you brothers, and I'm gonna bring this brother on with you. Brothers and sisters out there, I'd like to take the time to introduce you our special guest tonight, Mr. Thomas T.J. Jackson, the man of God, the preacher who's on with us every week. God bless you, sir. Good evening. How are you doing this evening?
I'm blessed. Just trying to stay in my lane and do what God has called me to do. And I thank God for placing you in my path, because it has really been a blessing to me, the wisdom and the knowledge that you've been blessing me with. You know, just being a part of Breaking Chains Ministries has truly been a blessing.
Amen, amen. You say that I'm breaking up a little bit. Can you understand me?
Yeah, coming I got
in?
You now.
You
yes,
got
sir.
Me now? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So wanted to, like I said, wanted to take the time to introduce, the ministerial staff to everyone that's taking the time out to even be a part of us and listening. And it's good for everybody to get to know who we are. And God sent us, but how did we get to this place where we are today? We had to go on a long path. We had to have a journey to get here, and we're still on a journey, but it's a different journey in life right now. And you and I have had a lot of conversations off the microphone, and tonight I wanted to share your heart with the people out there's heart so that they'll feel comfortable in coming to us and lay their burdens down when it's come to trying to find out who Christ is, trying to find out who God is all about. You know what I'm saying? And letting them know that Jesus is God. So, you know, tell us a little bit about who you are, sir. I know that I can say this, you know, they got the old saying homeboys, because you are, we both are from Mobile, Alabama, from the same high school, you know, John L. LaFleur Rattlers. So, you know, down there in Tomanville. And so tell us a little bit about you, man, so we can move forward. I want everybody to know who you are from you. Go ahead.
I'm just a man after God's own heart, you know. Just a man that wants to draw people to Christ, because the Word of God lets us know if He be lifted up, He will draw all men unto Him. But we have to lift God up in the natural, in the world, you know. I'm just a man that wants my testimony to be heard, but to bring God praise, honor, and glory, you know. Been through the wilderness, you know. Been through the wilderness. Had to go through the struggle. Had to go through some hard knocks, but it was some things that I placed myself in. You know, my mother, she was a single parent. I have one sister. She passed a penny, Pasithia Jackson Hogue. Mother, like I said, was a single parent, but she did everything. And I say from my perspective, that was right. But, you know, sometimes we have to be rebellious. We have to find out some things on our own. You know, our parents are trying to keep us from going through the headaches and the pains, the heartaches, you know, some things that they may have been through. But she did a great job as a single mother. She did a great job, but I went astray. You know, I went astray. I had to go down that broad and wide road, and that's what got me here. That's what got me here, because Pastor Roy, I really think if it hadn't been for the struggle with drugs, alcohol, lying, stealing, whoremonger, or whatever the case may be, some jail time, not prison, but some jail time, I wouldn't be here. Because it's like when we're doing things and we're prospering and you know, we shop, we keep a little money in our pockets, then we think we've done it. We think it's all about us. We think that, look what I did, look what I have. And like we've discussed so many times in personal phone calls, that Frank Sinatra mentality. I did it my way. But sometimes God will knock you off your feet. He will knock you off your feet in order to not just get your attention, but to get you to that place where He would have for you to be, where He can use us, where He can make us meet fit for the master's use. And I just thank God. I thank God for the wilderness. I thank God for the dark places. Because if it had not been for the darkness, I wouldn't have, Jesus wouldn't have brought me into His marvelous light. Because I can do nothing. I can do nothing on my own. I can do nothing on my own. That's positive. You know, it's easy for us to do the negative things. It's easy for us to lie. It's easy. The lie seems more comfortable. And the lie of crack cocaine was a comfortable lie, you know. But in order for me to have gotten to where God was taking me, I had to accept the truth. And the truth not only made me free, but it's yet making me whole. And all the glory goes to God. It's nothing that I've done. It's just by His love, His grace, and His mercy.
Amen. 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 That's good. That's good. Powerful. True and powerful. Let me ask you this. In taking that journey down that dark path right now, there's somebody out there that may be listening live or listening in archives and traveling that journey of drugs, alcohol, the streets, whoremongering, all that kind of craziness that we've had in our lives. We've had that conversation. And what is it that you heard or felt that made you turn your life around, that maybe somebody out there listening has heard something or felt something but didn't know what it was? What can you say to them right now that you heard or felt that made you start turning your life around when you were out there in that dark area?
You know the Holy Spirit tugs at us, but it's up to us to surrender. But he would put some situations, some conditions, even some people into your life that will make you look in the mirror, make you realize that God has something so much greater for you, you know. And in my case, it started some years ago when I was holding my wife's hand, Dwayna. I was holding her hand, and she took her last three breaths. She took a deep breath, and I looked down at her, and I said, "You're about to leave me." And she just smiled. She just smiled. She took two more breaths, and she was gone. She was gone. You know, the love of my life, my high school sweetheart, she was gone. But then after I prayed and asked God to help me, to release me from this demon, God showed me two beautiful faces. He showed me two beautiful faces, an 8-year-old face and a 4-year-old face. You know, those were my boys, Thomas and Tyler. And, you know, I'm looking at these two beautiful young boys, you know, innocent young boys, dependent upon me, young boys, you know. But then I'm looking at that dark side as well. I'm like, I'm in a place now I got to raise two boys by myself. But thank God for my mom. Thank God for my mom. Thank God for my sister. Thank God for family members who was there as well, you know. But in our reality, that was my responsibility. They're my responsibility. So you're looking at these two little boys that has just lost their mom. You know, daddy is a crack addict, you know. I ain't going to pull no punches. It is what it is, you know. Not going to try to sugarcoat it. It is what it is. But yet and still, I'm looking at them wanting to change. Heart's desire is to change. But yet still in that dark place. Yet still in that dark place. And it seemed like it got darker before I could see a glimmer of light, feel a glimmer of hope. But yet in that dark place, and looking at these two young faces, I kept praying. I kept praying. Even when I was in the midst of getting high, even when I was just in the midst of drinking, you know, trying to fill a void that was empty, you know. But I got these two little boys, so that should be more than enough. I know of Jesus. I know about that should be fulfilling enough. But yet it's still hard to break away from that darkness, because that darkness, that lie, it felt better than reality. You know, you get so high, but that crash of coming down, and you're still chasing that dragon, you're lying, you're stealing, you're cheating, you're doing whatever you can or whatever you have to get high. But you're neglecting some things. You're neglecting these two little beautiful boys, you know, that God has entrusted in you, because their mom is gone. Now, you're the only parent. You're the only parent. But yet still, that darkness, I'm tugging. I'm at a tug of war with darkness and light, darkness and light. But thank God the light shone brightly than that darkness, you know. And as I continued to pray, and it wasn't an overnight thing, went through some rehabs, went into some facilities, you know. Thank God for my mom being the mom that she was and the grandmom that she was to watch over my boys, you know. Even when I got locked up from being caught stealing and boosting, you know, she was there taking care of my boys while I was incarcerated behind bars for 3 months, you know. But I felt guilty because that's my responsibility, not hers. But the thing about it is, God will put some things in your path and some people in your path. You know, those silent prayers that go unheard. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I heard something click on my phone. But yeah, those silent prayers that goes. Sir.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead,
sir.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Those silent prayers that goes unheard, that we don't even know people are praying for us. You know, and the word lets us know that the effects of fervent prayer of a righteous man, a woman, which man is included, the woman is included when the word says man, it availeth much. So it was people praying for me, man, that I didn't even know. There was some people on my side when I thought everybody had turned on me, given up on me, you know, was just taking my name through the ringer. You know, but God, he stepped in. He stepped in because he never left me. Even in my wilderness mm-hmm. experience, even in my mess, he never left or gave up on me. So
okay.
It's just some things that God will place in you, and he will show you in little bitty things that I'm still here. He will even whisper to you, I'm still here.
Amen.
No matter how many people leave and give up on you, I'm not. Because, see, they don't see the bigger picture. They don't see my plan that I have for you. They don't know your path. They don't know that I needed to knock you down. I needed to break you down. Because if I break you down, then the only one let me show you this. When God takes people out of your life through whatever the case may be, through death, through situations and conditions, he's doing that for a purpose. You know, we may not understand it. We may not like it. But we might as well accept it. But when he's doing that, he's breaking us and he's taking them so that we can only trust and depend on him. You know, we can only trust and depend on him, that we can call out to him, that we know that he's there. He may not move when we want him to. He may not even come when I'm not going to say come when we want him to, because he never left. But he's just there. He's watching over us. He's overseeing us, but yet he's letting us do free will until we get sick and tired of being sick and tired, until we get tired of being broke, until we get tired of lying, until we get tired of putting other people through hell. Because my situation, my condition of crack addiction, my boys were suffering too. They were suffering more so than me, you know? They were suffering. They were watching me. You know, children watch it, and you don't even think they watch it. But they know what's going on. Because when I finally broke down and told them when I was about to go into this rehab, they said, Daddy, we knew. We knew something wasn't right, because you'll be fine throughout the day, and then when you go somewhere at night and come back, you're totally different. You're totally different. You're talking fast. You're slurring. You're not as calm, cool, and collective as you were before. We knew something was going on, but we just didn't know what, you know. And sometimes you have to come clean. You have to come clean. You have to come clean. But one thing I can say, Pastor Rod, and I was talking to my baby son on yesterday, and I was telling him how proud I am of him, how proud I am of his brother. And I said, more than anything, I'm grateful, because y'all never gave up on me. You never talked down to me. You never stopped loving me. And I almost started crying, man, because you know what this young man said to me?
What's
he said,
that?
Daddy, you the greatest daddy of all time. He said, giving up on you wasn't even a thought or an option.
My God.
It wasn't even a thought or an option.
Hmm.
He said, I feel in my life that you were the best dad ever. And it blessed me. It blessed me. Out of all that darkness. But the thing about it is, you can have all the people in the world praying for you. You can have all the people in the world on your side. But if you don't make that choice to want to do better, to want to have better, if that man in the mirror don't want to accept change, no matter how many people praying for you, man, you got to be willing to take a step yourself. You got to be willing to say, Lord, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Lord, help me. Lord, I can't do this by myself. I've tried and I've tried, but I know that you can do anything but fail. I know that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can think. Because one thing about person that's addicted to whatever the case may be, whatever that drug of choice is, and it doesn't always have to be drugs or alcohol. It can be a number of things, and you know that, my brother. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's right.
We got to come to a place where we just said, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. I can't go any farther. I refuse to let something like this kill me or destroy me, because I know this is of the enemy, but I know my God is a bigger God than what I'm going through in life. There's some things that you always say, you know, don't tell your big problem about God. Tell your big God about your problem. You know, we got to get to this place of trusting God and having faith in God, that now faith that, you know, that overwhelms doubt, that now faith that overwhelms fear, you know, that now faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, which is deliverance, you know, the evidence of things not seen, which is deliverance, you know. You're hoping for deliverance, but you can't see it, you know. You know it's there. You know it's there, but you can't feel it. You can't see it. You can't grab it. But you know that God has it right there. But the only way to get to it is to go through Christ Jesus. It's like the only way to get to the Father is through His Son. So we just have to. I just got to a place, man, where I had a made up mind to just serve God. To just serve God, I wanted to help people and stop hindering people. I wanted to be a blessing, then continue to be a curse, you know, because our decisions affect other people. And the two people that it was affecting the most in my life was my two boys, those two little boys, you know, those two little boys who God entrusted in me. So not only are my sins on me, but they're falling on them, you know. They're falling on them because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do as a father. And my son was telling me, he said, you did a great job. But I said, I could have done more. I could have done more. But he said, you did your best. You did your best in your situation and in your condition. You did your best. So your best at that time was your best, was your best. So I just thank God. I just thank God for the people that He's placed in my life, the ones that were willing to endure with me, to go through the struggle with me. And even now, I thank God for men, powerful men of God like yourself, like Dr. Kemp, you know. It's just a blessing. It's just a blessing because as God continue to elevate you, He will put the people, the right people in your path to be willing to help, you know, because you have so many people, Pastor, that don't want to lend that helping hand. And you say some things that the only time we should be looking down at our brother is to be helping them up. And I thank God for you looking down on me enough to be willing to help me up.
Amen. Amen. You said something then about those sins being on your son. And the thing about that is that, you know, I used to always feel the same way. And I want you to read something because God gave me something last night.
Okay.
He just gave it to me. And I was sitting down, and while I'm eating dinner, we sit up and we have discussion and devotion and study the word and read it right there while we having dinner. That's our conversation.
Okay.
And last night, God gave me something about something you just said, and every man out there listening, parent, period. If you turn to Ezekiel and read chapter 18, I'm gonna read this. This is your night, but I'm gonna read something to you. God says to us that the child will not be punished for the parent's sins. I'm reading out the New International Version. Listen to this.
Amen.
It says, the one who sins is the one who dies. The child will not be punished for the parent's sins, and the parent will not be punished for the child's sins. Righteous people will be rewarded for their own goodness, and wicked people will be punished for their own wickedness. But listen, if wicked people turn from all their sins and begin to obey my laws and do what is just and right, they will surely live and not die. All their past sins will be forgotten, and they will live because of the righteous things they have done.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Now that's God speaking.
Amen.
So we don't have to be concerned about anymore about our sins falling on our children when we have fallen before the throne of God and asked for forgiveness. And he has told us that he forgives us because we accept his son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. So his blood is the remission of sins, cleansing, clean. So you know, my God. So it was meant for you to say that and meant for that scripture to be said to you right there tonight. So you will know. Ezekiel 18, just read it. And anybody out there listening, for you thinking that anybody that thought it because I thought it, you understand? That guess what? My sins that I've committed will fall on my children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lord, forgive me for that. And God gave me that right there. So I'm sharing it with you
Thank you,
sharing it with you, my brother. Listen, you asked for forgiveness and you were sincere from the heart because God looks at our heart. He knows when you're sincere and dedicated. So you've been forgiven. And your children are not carrying the weight of your sins. Amen.
Glory. Thank
Glory
you,
to God.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Glory to God.
Thank
so,
you, sir.
Powerful testimony. What do you do right now? What is your professional life been all about?
My professional?
Yes. What do you do for a living? What have you done from then to now? What has your life been about as far as work and your goals and as far as and I'm talking about the professional side now. You know that type of walk right now because you know when you come out of darkness, we've dimmed down some dark roads and I say we because you know me and you talked about them. And God puts you on a successful path. People need to hear that testimony. So what is it that you do and that God has blessed you to be doing for a living right now?
Okay. Right now, when I moved to Columbus, Ohio, almost 2 years ago, I came here back in 17. I came here in 17. I stayed for a year and I went back, came back to Mobile, but things were the same, you know, things were the same. So I, the same streets, you know, I'm married and separated from my wife, my second wife, you know, but the things were the same, you know, the same streets, the same people doing the same thing, me and her bumping heads, you know, no peace, you know, so That is only two things that I decided. I can stay there and go back into addiction, or I can get the heck out of Mobile. So I came back here. I was working through a temp service for a while. Then I got seasonal work with UPS. And God will bless you. God will bless you to the place where. Something that you didn't even apply for, but God needed you to be in that place.
Yes.
To let your light so shine. Something that I didn't even apply for. I was going to this job interview, and this guy, he kept calling me because I put my, I don't know if you've heard of Indeed. It's like you can put your resume out there and it circulates. And so I put my resume out there, and this lady called me to be she was an affiliate with Amazon. She had a subsidiary of Amazon, and she wanted me to be a driver for her. And I said, okay, so we set up an interview and a time, and this young man, I never forget his name, named Clayton. He was like the district manager for this area of Tide dry cleaners here in Columbus, which that particular store was in Powell, Ohio. And so he kept calling me, and I was like, man, I don't know how you got my number, but I hadn't put in an application or anything trying to get hired with Tide Cleaners. He said, no, I pulled your resume off of Indeed. And I was just wondering if you were still interested in are you still looking for a job? And I was like, you know, I just knew that I had this job coming up with the Amazon people. I knew I had this job because when I talked to the lady on the phone, you know, I knew I sold myself. I knew, yeah, I sold myself. But for some reason, when I tried to call her back to confirm my my time for my interview, I couldn't get through. I couldn't get through. So I went over there to the place where my interview was to take place, and I waited. I knew the time and everything, and I waited and I waited. But she never showed up. But now, be mindful that the person that was calling me from Tide, I had went ahead for some odd reason. I set up an interview with them like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours after the interview with the Amazon lady. So I waited around for her. She never showed. So I said, okay, let me pull up my GPS and see how far Powell, Ohio is. So I had maybe like 45 minutes, maybe 50 minutes to get there, but it was only 30 minutes away. It was only 30 minutes away. So I got there ahead of time. Got there ahead of time, and I had my interview with the general manager at Tide. She offered me the job on the spot. She offered me the job on the spot as a route driver, you know, and I've been with them now probably about a year and a half, and that's my job. I'm a route driver for Tide Cleaners. But the best thing about that, let me tell you something, Pastor. When I was out there in the streets, I was out there, I was going to church faithfully now. I was going to church faithfully. But when it came to time for tithes and then offering, I had spent my tithe in my offering, in my check, getting high. Getting high. Got paid Friday, broke Sunday. Ain't got nothing to give to God. Ain't got nothing to give to God on Sunday morning. You know, feeling convicted, feeling mad, pity partying, you know. But it was routine. It was a routine. Lord, I'm going to have some for you. I'm going to have some for you next Sunday. Smoke it up. Smoke it up. But I came to a place of repentance, and I asked God for forgiveness, and then I prayed a prayer. I asked God, I said, God, help me that I will never come back into your house without something to give to you. And I prayed that prayer several times. And when I started working, like even especially since I've been here, I became what they may call a faithful tither. But I'm saying that to say this. It's like, no matter what your job is, you know, because the word of God lets us know to bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Prove me now, thus said the Lord of hosts, if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. So when God blessed me with that job, I became a faithful tither, you know, and I think more so, it's more so than just the job or being able to not go into his house ever again without my tithes and offering, but it's about obedience and it's about being faithful, you know. It's about obedience and it's about being faithful, because when you're faithful to God, and we were talking about this the other day, he's faithful, he's just, but and also when you draw, the more you draw nigh unto God, the more he'll draw nigh unto you. And the more we seek to please God, seeking him first at the beginning of our day, you know, and seeking him last at the end of our day, in prayer. You know, God will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. You know, but we have to understand that. And people say, what God has for me is for me. No, what God has for us is for us to be a blessing to other people. You know, we got to get that I and that me mentality out of the way. So it's like the more I was obedient to God, the more doors opened up for me at times. You know, still driving, but being recognized by my peers, you know, not to boast, not to beat on my chest. But it was so many people saying, man, God sent you to this place. We needed you at this place because I went to like three different, you know, I used to call you from Walmart because I even had a position with Tide in Walmart, you know, just walking around talking to people, talking to people. And the thing about it is I was there for a season because that didn't fall through as like Tide thought it would. But Pastor, did you know? And this is all to glorify God. It ain't about me, but I got to tell it like it is.
Amen.
I'm going to tell it like it is. So I went to Walmart, and I would just walk around signing people up to try this new drop-off pickup point. You know, you can drop your clothes off at the Walmart and pick them up. You know, they issue your lockers, PIN numbers, and all that. So all I had to do was just walk around and talk to people about signing up. And, man, they had an incentive. I was killing them. And I was giving God his share. I was giving God his share. But it wasn't the job, but the assignment. It was the assignment. Because the job got me there, but it was to do the work of the Lord. Because I'm walking around talking to people and signing them up for time. But I started ministering to them as well.
Amen.
You know? And, you know, it's a fine line, and a lot of companies have a problem with you ministering the word of God or even bringing up the name of Jesus at work, you know? But God put me in that place. And I was walking around, and I'm ministering, and I'm praying in the aisles at Walmart. I'm talking about in the aisles, and outside the front door. I mean, you know, wherever the Holy Spirit led me to pray, I prayed. One day I came in, and the store manager of Walmart, he said, "Hey, how you doing?" Mr. Ty, I said, "How you doing, sir?" He said, "I see what you be doing." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "I saw you praying for that lady out there in the parking lot the other day, and I see you in the aisles, you know, on surveillance cameras. I see you on the aisle of what you're doing." And I said, "Well, I do apologize if it's, against the store policy." He said, "No." He said, "Keep right on doing what you're doing."
Glory to God.
He said, "Keep right on doing what you're doing." And, man, people started coming by because I was set up in the front. People were coming by. They said, "How you doing, Todd, man?" No. They said, "What did one guy call me?" he said, "How you doing, Todd preacher?" Or something like that. But it was one of the workers, and, you know, the people would come by and just stop and start talking, and they said, "Are you the type of man that be praying for people?" I said, "Yeah, I guess." And he said, "Well, do you mind praying for me?" I said, "No problem." And people would come by and say, I don't need nothing from the store. I just came by to see you. See how you were doing." You know, and it was such a blessing, but it was always to glorify God. You know, I never got caught up because it's no accolade of mine.
Amen.
It was just a blessing to be able to spread God's word without fear of losing your job. You know,
amen.
To spread God's word without any repercussions coming back on you. You know, and So I was getting ready. Like I said, that didn't last for nothing but a couple of months. So they needed me to fill in as a driver in Pickerington, Ohio. And I was supposed to be there like 2 weeks, but ended up staying there for like 10 weeks. And when I came there, I came to work, first of all, but I also came to work, if you get my meaning. I came to work my job, but I came to work the word as well. And I found a favor there, too. You know, GM knew what I was all about because the word of God or the presence of God preceded me into that place. And people were like, man, I heard about you. We know about you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know, and they were explaining. You know, they were just explaining what they were talking about. We heard that you pray a lot. You were doing this at Walmart. You were doing that. But we know that you were killing them on those gift cards because it was an incentive, you know. But it was all to glorify God. And when you're obedient and when you remain humble, God will do great things for you. And understand this, you know, when you surrender all to God and you are alive, serious about it, it's not going to be a bed of roses. Because remember that roses have thorns. Rose bushes have thorns in them. You know? So you're gonna be tried, you're gonna be pricked, you know, you're gonna be cut. The word of God is a blessing. The word of God is deliverance, it's that salvation, it's healing. But it comes with some trials, some tribulation, you know. It's not a bed of roses, but it is such a blessing to be chosen, to be called. And the blessed part is that people identify you not by your past, you know, not by who you used to be, what you was, but they now identify you as a man of God, you know, as a man of God. And the best thing about it for me is my actions speak louder than words, but my action speaks even louder with the word, you know.
Amen. That's good.
When you are practicing what you're preaching, because people are looking to see if you are who you say you are and what you say you are, and are you doing what you're supposed to be doing.
That's right. A lot
of people want to see you fall. A lot of people come to see you fall. But when you make them in the devil, who they serve, a lie, then it is what it is. But, you know, me and you, man, we've had so many conversations. It's not about us. It's all about the ministry. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you know.
Amen.
And until people understand that it's not about them, it's all about who they represent, you know, that's when that light begins to shine even greater. You know, we are like lighthouse beacons. You know, just like the word of God said, he will place us beside the still waters. You know, he will plant us there. A lighthouse is built right off the seashore, too far off from the seashore. And its job is to let ships know that you're getting close to the shore. It might be some fog, it might be some storm, but just keep coming towards the light. Keep coming towards the light. And we are lighthouse beacons that keeps people, as the lighthouse keeps ships from running ashore, from being torn apart by jagged rocks that they can't navigate because of the storm, you know, and radar won't pick it up. But if you just follow that lighthouse, you just follow that light from that lighthouse. And that's what we are. We as men and women of God, we are a lighthouse that keep people from running ashore unnecessarily, from being torn apart by those jagged rocks that await them on the shore that they can't see. You know, so I count it all joy to just let my light so shine before God, because if it shines before God and it pleases him, then it'll shine before man. Whether they're pleased with it or not, it don't matter, because we're about our Father's business.
Amen to that. Amen. Amen. Powerful. Here's my next thing. So this being the special assignment, we all that have accepted that call and got on our journey, what is your assignment? Tonight is the special assignment. So what is your assignment besides to go out and make disciples of all nations? There's certain things that God has for us to do, and what do you feel your journey is all about from your inner feelings and what it is that you figure God has put in front of you to do and shown you about your journey and your assignment?
You know, it's short and it's to the point. You know, we've said time and time again that our testimony, if it goes untold, it can't help anybody. And we also know that God is not a respected person. You know, God can do what he wants, when he wants, for whoever he wants, how many times he chooses to do it for them. But my assignment is to testify about the goodness of God, and not just to talk, but to show them the evidence of, you know, to show them the evidence of. My assignment is to sow seed into the people's life. Not that I have a lot, but I have more than I used to have. You know, because drugs and alcohol is not consuming my check. So I can be a help to somebody, and that's our assignment more than anything, to be helpers one to another. I might not be able to meet the whole need, but I can contribute to it. You know, and who knows. Sometimes you might be able to meet the whole need, but my assignment is to show people the power of God and how he saved a wretch like me. My assignment is to testify of the goodness of God, you know, that he can do anything but fail. My assignment is to go out into the highways and byways and show love to people that other people might walk by, that other people may snub at, you know, because I'm just a filthy rag too. I'm just a filthy rag too, you know, and I don't have time to look down on anybody, because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, you know, my assignment is just to lift up the kingdom of God, to lift up Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And my assignment is to tell them who can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. My assignment is to let them know that no matter where you are at this moment, God is able. My assignment is to just spread the gospel of Christ Jesus, you know, and to do it with boldness, without fear, favor, or compromise. My assignment is to go after the lost, you know, to go into some places that everybody can't go into. But when you are a sign and the Holy Spirit leads you there, then the Holy Spirit will keep you. He would cover you. The blood of Jesus will cover you. You know, Amen. You got to go into that. It's some dark places that everybody can't go into. But when you are signed and you are sent, and you have to go without fear. You have to go without fear. But some people look at the person. Some people look at the neighborhood, you know. But I look at the God Almighty, the God All-Powerful, you know, because when I look at a person, Pastor Rod, when I look at a crackhead, Pastor Rod, when I look at an alcoholic, Pastor Rod, when I look at a whoremonger, a liar, and thief, Pastor Rod, I'm looking at me. I'm looking at me. I'm looking at what was, what used to be. And when I look at them, I not only see me, but I also see God delivering them like he delivered me.
Yes.
I don't pass judgment on nobody, because I can't judge anybody. Amen. You know, people may have judged me. People may have talked about me, but that's on them. That's between them and God. But I don't have time to try to judge, because I can't. I don't have time to. Why would I talk about people when I can pray for them instead? Why would I try to judge a person when they come and say, brother, can you? Brother, can you? Brother, can you? Because I used to do the same thing. And I would rather help someone. I would rather help someone, even knowing what they might do with it, even knowing what they might do with it, but that's not my job. The Word of God said, give, and it shall be given unto you. We talked about this the other day. Press down, shaking together, and running over. Who am I to judge? Because people judge so quickly, but they never think that this man could actually be hungry and not just thirsty for a beer or fiending for a hit or a blast. He could actually be hungry. He can be trying to get a room. You know, he can actually be trying to get his children something to eat. But once we get labeled with that title of a crackhead, all the trust goes out the window. You know, it's like everything we say is a lie. Everything we do is an untruth. You know, people continue to judge people by their past, but we all have a past.
That's right.
But my thing is, I would not let the enemy use my past, because I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it. So you can't use something against me when I've already told it to the world, when I've already come clean. Not that I owed anybody an explanation, but it was a testimony unto God of what he's capable of doing. You know, it's not about, like we always say, yeah, breaking chains. It's not about us. It's all about the kingdom business, the kingdom assignment, to bring the spot, to put the spotlight on God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We're fine with working behind the scenes. You know, we're fine with working behind the scenes because, hey, if that's where God put me, then I don't have to, like, it's one thing I've learned from you, my brother, and I thank God for this saying, and I've learned so many things from you. But when you said this, it really blew me. You said, the whole world is my pulpit. The whole world is my pulpit. You know? And we're supposed to go. How can you go and make disciples out of all the nations if you stay behind four walls, when you can preach to the whole world? You know? And then we have all kind of technology, Instagram, we have Facebook, we have social media, and it reaches the four corners of the earth. The four corners. So,
that's right.
You know, we all have an assignment, but we gotta be about our Father's business and get busy. You know, it's time out for being complacent. It's time out for being comfortable with the 99. You know, it's just time out. You know, we can't save the world, because that's only Jesus. He died on the cross. I wasn't on no cross. He died on the cross. He saved the world. He's the Messiah. He's Yahshua, you know, the Son of God Almighty and All-Powerful. But we got to make a difference in it. We were sent to make a difference in it. And our testimony, our assignment, is what makes the difference. And it is what makes us different, you know. So we got to be steadfast, unmovable, unshakable. We got to be about our Father's business. We got to stay focused. We got to continue to just like Paul told Timothy, you know, just preach the word. Just preach the word, you know, because the world is your pulpit. So you know that old saying, and I love it, and it comes, sometimes it comes out different. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody.
Amen.
That's all. That's all. That's who I am. That's
Amen.
Who I am. I might be a nobody to the world, but I'm a somebody in the kingdom, because he
Amen
died
to that. That's right.
He thought I was worth saving, you know. So that's my assignment, to just tell everybody who's willing to listen, but not by force. And I've learned that from you. You know, because I know I come out aggressive, but you showed me something, and I thank God for that. Because, I mean, these last few months of being a part of your ministry that God has entrusted in you has been powerful. It's been a learning experience. It's been some good eating, you know, because you set out a feast, man. You set out a feast, and there's some good eating. I don't blow smoke. I don't suck up. I just tell it like it is, and I give credit where credit is due. People can call it what they want. That's on them, but I know me. God knows me better than anybody. But, you know, it's been a lot of learning, some powerful information that's been given out, man. And you say some things that has stuck with me and will continue to stick with me, you know, as I grow and as God take me to another level. It's been a great journey. It's been a great journey, but we got to know that it's all about kingdom business. It's all about kingdom work. And we can't allow ourselves to be caught up in trying to take credit for anything that God does. You know, we can't take credit for anything that God does, man. And I just thank God for you, man, because you're really on the wall for kingdom building, you know, because just these last few months has made me a better man of God, because you take time out to stay in contact. You make yourself available. I've called you on several times when I felt lonely, because I'm in a place, you know. My son, he's in Cleveland. I got some family members in Cleveland. And when I first came here, he was here. He was in law school, so he was here. But once he graduated law school, he already had a plan. God had already set him up beautifully.
That's right.
You know, set him up. So he had to go and be where God can use him effectively. You know,
amen.
God had set the job up for him. God had placed him in the church. You know, God placed him in his own place. So he had to go and be about his father's business. He had to be about his assignment.
Glory
but he
God.
Left me here. He left me here, man. And you know, it's like I'm here. I got my church family, you know, at Mount Olivet. But I'm here. I'm here by myself. But I'm never alone, because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit said, I'll never leave you nor forsake me. So I feel just as comfortable here as I do in Mobile, you know. So God will put you in a place where he can use you effectively, not to hide you, not to expose you, you know, because when you go to a different place, it's just like jail. You know, you can be anything you want to be in jail. You can be the biggest drug dealer. You can be this. You can be that. Because don't nobody really know you, you know, until they see you on the street and catch you in a lie, you know. But he can put you in a place where you're not known. Where you're not known, but he can use you in a mighty way. Because when I came here and I found the church that I attend, I came on fire. I came praising God. People were looking at me crazy at first, you know, because I'm loud, just like I am on Facebook, just like I am on Breaking Chains. I'm loud. I'm praising God because you don't know my story. You don't know my story. So you can tell me it don't take all that, but I'll look at you and tell you it takes all of this and some more if you had been brought out like God brought me out. From where he brought me from, you know, because I was double B. I was brought and I was bought. I was brought out by Jesus and I was bought with his blood, you know.
Amen.
So it takes that in some for me. But, yeah, man, I came here testifying. I ain't come here trying to act like I was more than what God called me to be. You know, I didn't come here lying and trying to hide my past. I came here being open. You know, I came here testifying about the goodness of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes God has to get you out of your comfortable place and move you to a place that you're not known of, that's not known of your father, you know, and he will prosper you there. He will prosper you there. And I know that he has so much greater in store, you know, because he told me he does. You know, he told me to. But His timing is everything. We can't rush God. We can't make him do nothing. But if we just just wait on the Lord, for them that wait on the Lord should renew their strength. But God is just good. And when I first talked to you and you invited me to be a guest on your show, man, it was like eye opening. It was good food. It was good nutrients, you know. But it was the welcoming. I felt a part of something that's just like me, you know, unadulterated word of God, uncompromising word of God, radical, you know, coming at you full speed, not forcing you, just telling you like it is, not pleading you, not trying to get approval from you, not begging you, you know, just putting it out there. It's out there on the table. Now it's up to you to eat. Not without fear, favor, compromise, you know, not attacking the church, but confronting the wrongdoings and the evilness that has tried to consume the church and to bring it to the forefront, to expose, and like you always say, to flip some table, you know. Jesus was a good man. Jesus was a loving man. Jesus was humble. Jesus was about his father's business. But when you mess with his father or his father's house, turning it from a house of prayer to a den of thieves, Jesus got attitude. He angered, but he never sinned. And we can do the same thing because we can do it in a decent and in orderly fashion and manner. But believe me, we coming, but we ain't coming alone. We not only have each other, but we have Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And like you say, I've been quoting some things, man, from you. So I'm stealing some of your stuff. But it's to glorify God. Like you said, when we come, we coming with all the heaven. You know, we ain't coming by ourselves.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I just thank God for this ministry, for being a part of it, man, because I have not seen, ear have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has for them that love him. And because you love God with the love of God, now that's powerful right there by itself. You love God with the power of God, with the love of God. So it's just like, you remember that? You remember the song from the Commodore's Zoom?
Yeah.
I like to fly away from him. All I hear, I heard the Holy Spirit say, Zoom. 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 Just because continue to be faithful. You continue to be about your father's business, man. And it's a blessing. And there's a lot of people that's about our father's business, you know.
Amen.
But then
Amen.
Again, by the same token, there's a lot of them just twisting the word and using it. But that's another sermon.
Amen. Powerful. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to open up the lines and get some comments and questions, statements for you. Also going to find out what's your journey? What's your next move? What's on the agenda for you next before we get out of here? I want the world to hear from you and give them an inspirational word so they can live on. And then we open the lines. Hang on, everybody. You're listening to Breaking Chains. Our very special guest on the special assignment tonight, Reverend Thomas T.J. Jackson out there in Columbus, Ohio, breaking chains for the Lord and lifting him up, because Christ did tell us to lift him up and he'll draw all men unto him. So thank you for turning the song. Continue. Hang on. We'll be right back. We'll take this quick break. You're listening to YAT Radio. It's Breaking Chains, a special assignment.
What up? Wondering why I act this way. They wondering why I do this.
Yeah.
Wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this, wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this, put away my old ways, came out the dark. And I've seen a line. Man, I've seen a light scale and fell right off of my eyes. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there, sincere. Made that turn around just like like a windmill. God reveal knowledge unto me like I've been there so clear. And I love it. I love it. I love it. The Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it, relax. He is my shield and my glory, who can be against me when he's living in me? Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Does anyone feel me? Jesus, my rock and my fortress, hold me down when I go to war with the enemy. Yes, sir, I'm finna get it in. But I said it all like somebody with a grenade and they pull a pin. Crazy world they be living in, but I'm calm as a ring, like a stroke string on a violin. Got another what I represent, G-O-N on my t-shirt. You can see it when I'm stepping in. Man, the spirit of the living God is in here. In my heart, there's somebody stuck a sword up in here. Ain't no fear in me, watch a lion roar up in here. Take out the ground like an eagle and soar up in here. I'ma carry my cross, I'ma just carry it out. It's the end of one else. For the Lord up in here. Ain't no need of looking at me, cause I'm about mine. He delivered me out of the fire right on time. Cause I could've been, would've been, maybe even should've been. Reaper digging the grace to put us in. But I'm God's son, I belong to him. Don't you see the resemblance? Content of the characters, what I wanna implement. The old man dead can't continue to live in sin. It's over, I'ma give him my all. Saved by grace, I don't live under the law. Got a clean slate and many of the afflictions of the righteous, but God has delivered us out of them all. They wondering why I do this. Wondering why I act this way. They wondering why I do this. Wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this. Wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this. Put away my old ways, came out the dark. Kinda seen the line. Man, it seemed like scale and fell right off of mine. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there, sincere. Made that turn around just like a windmill. God reveal knowledge unto me like I've been there so clear. And I love it. 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 It's relationship. I love it. With the most I love it. One traded. I love it. For nothing. I love it. Oh, nah. Lifestyle. I love it. Even though it comes with its struggles. Keeps pushing to my purpose, even go a little bit further. Yeah. I got a few people that's counting on me. My grandma, she looking down on me. Devil mad cause I changed up. I ain't sipping lean of that love cup. Nope. I ain't getting high of that purple stuff. Nope. Got a spiritual high when I'm looking up. Thanking God, praising Him, worshiping my Savior. So focused, zoned in, this authentic. Nope, no pretend my destiny. I was born to win cause I was born again with a game plan. Playbook called the Bible. I'm recruiting them but disciples. No gangbang, just revival. I'm killing the flesh, suicidal. Product of my environment. The made out of that environment. I'ma live testimony. My life gonna inspire me. It's the point that we all must die. Then comes Christ's judgment. So I'ma keep doing this because I love it. Let the world know that He chose me. So I ain't concerned about a trophy. Yeah. Wondering why I do this. Wondering why I act this way. They wondering why I do this. Wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this. Wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this. Put away my old ways, came out the dark. Kinda seen a light. Man, it seemed like scaled and fell right off of mine. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there. Made that turn around just like a windmill. God reveal knowledge unto me like I've been there so clear. I love it. 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 It's relationship. I love it. With the most I love it. One traded. I love it. For nothing. I love it.
Breaking Chains, a special assignment. I tell you, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love him. 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 And I wouldn't trade it for nothing. You hear me? It's God or nothing, man. It's time to make a decision in your life. It's God or nothing. You know, choose where you're going to travel. As simple as that. You know?
I like that.
It's God or nothing, man.
Choose where you're going to travel.
Listen. choose how you gonna travel. You know what I'm saying?
Lord,
you traveling
mercy.
With the Father, you traveling with, you know, the mother folk, you
hey.
Know.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
God or nothing. So there
it's
we go.
God or nothing. God or nothing.
So tell everybody, man, what's the journey? What's the journey for you there, Rem Jackson? What's next? What's the on the agenda for you there?
You know what, Pastor? Some years ago, and you know we know God's timing is everything. You know his timing is not our timing. His ways and his thoughts are not our ways and thoughts. You know, God showed me some years ago, man. Even when I was still dibbing and dabbing. In that thing, he showed me, and I was staying with my aunt. Me and my boys were staying with my aunt. I didn't have no car, you know, but he showed me this. He said, "I'm gonna bless you. I'm gonna bless you to put people in houses. I'm gonna bless you to put people in cars, you know, to give.
Oh my God.
Not you know, no attachments." Just God bless me to give you this, you know, that type of thing. And to meet the needs, to feed, to clothe. And keep in mind now, I'm staying with my aunt. I'm sleeping on my aunt's floor with my two boys. And God showed me this. And I'm like, hi. And I didn't want to laugh because you know what happened to the woman of God when the angel said she was going to be praying, she laughed. You know, so I didn't want to laugh. But I was like, God, how is this supposed to take place when I'm sleeping in somebody's house, on somebody's floor? You know, I don't even have a car. But the scripture would have reminded me quickly, with God, all things are possible. Even if you have to go, if a camel has to go through the eye of the of a needle, it's possible with God. It's possible. With man, hey, it's impossible. With God, it's possible. So I'm just trying to be obedient. I'm trying to do what I can for whoever I can, to just be a blessing, you know, to even put somebody else's needs before mine, you know, because I know if I put somebody before me, then God got me. You know, it used to be a time when I might have $10 in my pocket, my last $10, and God said, "Hey, give it to them." And I'm like, "God, are you talking to me? Are you sure? You sure?" And then when, you know, you're obedient, next thing you know, that $10 that you gave away, somebody that came and gave you 50 or even 100, you know, just that quickly. So it's good to be obedient. It's good to put the needs of others before you. It's just good to be about our Father's business in helping others, you know.
Amen.
In helping others, because that I and me mentality, man, obedience, that's a right there. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, me being obedient to God, what have I sacrificed? $10, you know, even if it was my last, because I know that God was going to open the door, that God was going to open the window, that he was going to make a way. You know, all I have to do is be willing to be obedient. So I'm just trying to continue to allow myself to be available to God's will, to continue to preach his word and to speak his word and to encourage people about his word, to testify about his word, just to continue to be led by the Holy Spirit, you know, into what God has already ordained or prophesied into my life, you know, just waiting on him to let it unfold.
Amen.
But like we used to say, but in the meantime and in between time, I still have to do what I can for other people. You know, because when you give unto people and you don't miss a meal, when you give unto people and you still can put gas in your car, you know, then, hey, if this is as far as God want to take me, you know, then so be it. So be it, you know. But His will be done in every area of my life. I just want to be like Jesus. Jesus said everything He did pleased the Father, you know. Jesus was the King of kings and the Lord of lords. But the Word of God said foxes have holes, birds in the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay His head. But He had everything. The earth was His, you know, in the fullness thereof. Everything He owned because it was His Father's. So wherever God is, I'm just allowing myself to stay anchored in the Word, to stay anchored in the promises of God, knowing that everything that He promised me, He will do it, you know, because He's not a man that He should lie, not the Son of Man that He should repent. But I have to have an understanding that it's on His time. You know, we've talked about this a time and time again. A day is like 1,000 years. It's been 2 days. So, you know, it just continue to just preach His word, continue to be a part of this powerful ministry here at Breaking Chain, you know, to continue to just be faithful to God as best I can. You know, still not perfect, but still pressing. So just to stay in my lane, not to be trying to get in nobody else's lane, you know, because soon as you move and you start zigging and zagging, that's how you miss out. That's how you have wrecks. You know, that's how you destroy yourself, trying to get to the finish line quicker than God says for you to reach it. So just always continue to be about your business. Hey, see that? That's you. That's you. We can't outrun God. You know?
I tell them all the time, you can't outrun God. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You won't
He's
even see.
He's already there.
He's already there. Came back to
been
get
there
you.
And gone. Been there and gone. Been there and
my
gone.
God.
And then, you know, it's like when we know that God has a plan and already set up, you know, because He knew us before He placed us in our mother's womb. Like you say, He's the beginning and the end, so He's everything in between. So in between the finish line, the starting line and the finish line, God is in the middle of everything, so He's already there. So if we get ahead of God, then it's no longer His plan. It becomes ours. I made enough mistakes in my planning to know that His plan is far greater than mine.
That's good. Powerful. That's powerful. That's good. That's good. That's good. Powerful there. That's a powerful word there, Reverend. All right. Let's open up the lines and see if anyone has any. I know our overseer is standing by, so I know he's going to have some. Let's open up the lines, though, and see if anyone else have any comments, suggestions, statements, anything like to make. God bless you. Good evening. The line is open. If there's anyone who would like to talk to Reverend Jackson, have a comment or a question, the line is wide open for you. God bless you and good evening. Okay. Well, nobody there wants to talk, so let's bring our overseer on.
Amen.
Say,
glory.
Let's bring him on and say good evening to him. Pastor Kemp, God bless you, overseer. How are you doing this evening, sir? Welcome to Breaking Chains. You hear who's on our line tonight, our special assignment guest. You see who this is? Rev Jackson is here. God bless you. Good evening, Pastor.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I just was listening at Pastor Jackson as he gave his testimony, and I was just at awe of the scriptures and everything and how relevant it was. So I was just sitting back and just enjoying him speaking. I really did. I really enjoyed him speaking and speaking from his heart. I've been tuned in for a while listening at him. And the blessing that he brought to Walmart, his son, the blessing of his son being an attorney, and him staying put where he is, and the blessing flow. And I think about that. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And all of us should have that testimony what God has done for us. If God have did anything for us, we need to say it.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says what songwriter would let everything have breath, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
God, you know, says that. And we supposed to, how we give God praise, by speaking well and doing what he asks us to do, by giving him all the praise, honor, and glory. But at the same time, he know we love him when we be obedient to his word.
Amen.
And then the Bible talk about obedience is better than sacrifice.
So amen.
The most important thing is being obedient to his word.
Amen.
When I thank God each and every day for his word going forward. And I want to tell Reverend Jackson, keep on going. God call you for a calling to do things. Just go on and continue doing his work in his will.
Yes, sir.
He had a job for you to do. He called you to be his ambassador. We're all ambassadors. But he called you for a special calling, and looked like you're fulfilling your calling. So too much is given, much is required.
Amen.
And when I say that, when you say too much is given, much is required, there's so much that you could gain, and you could teach others and tell others about the Lord. God expects a lot out of us when you know his word, and when he calls you out to deliver his word, he expects a lot out of you. And it's just you delivering the word, but you also you living by it. I heard you talk about the lighthouse. A lighthouse would keep ship from going aground. It was there to give ship warning of going aground and let them know they were near a shore where they could run aground or go on the sandbar. So we're like a lighthouse. We are warning. We're here to warn.
Amen.
We're not here to judge people, but we're here to warn people that when we warn them, we're telling them what this said the Lord, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life. We're here to warn people just about God's grace and his mercy. Those two twin brothers that God has.
Amen. Amen.
Both grace and mercy, they look just alike. They work hand in hand.
Jesus.
So I think that this is a wonderful show tonight. I thank Reverend William for bringing it.
Amen. Amen.
More people need to have a testimony. Without any test, you can't have a testimony unless you've been through something. But everyone should have a testimony, because there's not one person that don't suffer the vicissitudes of life. And I'm talking about the good time and the bad time.
Amen.
Of life, those are your vicissitudes. And we all have them, but unless you think you yourself brought yourself through, then you'll find out that you didn't do it on your own.
My God.
You know, talk about a gift of God. Any man, you talk about grace. It's unmerited favor. But it talks about being a gift of God, lest any man should boast. We don't have nothing to brag about.
Amen.
Because God gave it to us, and he gave it to us liberally and freely. Wisdom. Wisdom that comes from on high. We just thank God. And I thank God for your testimony. I thank God for you. I thank you. Thank God for all the different programs that you share the word of God with us and with all the other people, like you said you were sharing in Walmart. And God put you there too, that to be a beacon and light to a dying, sick world.
Lord have mercy.
My Lord.
My God. Well, thank you, Pastor. We thank you. Thank you for being here with us tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, be here with Dr. Kemp, our overseer here, have our history talk tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Time. Don't forget that. You definitely need to tune in to learn about who you are and whose you are, so we can start getting on the right path with the Lord. It's going to be all right. Enjoyed the show tonight. Very powerful. It's something because we plan to do this tonight, and we both forgot about it. Like, you know you're on the air tonight. Okay, forgot. So we thank God that this worked out so perfectly to give him all the glory. And someone's going to have some chains broken in their lives by listening to this show. So we thank you. Now, next week, next Monday, Reverend Jackson will be the host of this show. And the tables will be turned. The tables are going to be turned next week. So we turn in the tables next week. He and I discussed this. And he wants to interview me. So
amen.
He is the host of Special Assignment next Monday, so that's going to be different. I get to sit on the opposite side on the microphone. So,
amen.
Wow.
Glory to God.
That's going to be something else. So, you know, I'm just listening to what God is saying. We got a lot of great things going on. So we thank you, everybody, for turning us on and being a part of what we're doing and what God had us to be doing and breaking chains in lives out here. So let's continue to stay on our path, on our journey. Brothers and sisters, keep looking to the hills from which coming to help, because your help comes from the Lord. We can't do nothing without him. So, you know what I'm saying? Just surrender unto him. You know what I'm saying? Bow down to him and give him your all. Tell him you surrender all to him and turn your life over to Christ and stop fighting a battle that you can't win without him. You'll never win without him. So stop fighting that battle and just turn all your woes over to him. And he got you. He told you he'll never leave nor forsake you. But in order to get all of the privileges of God, you have to accept his son, Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, in your life as your Lord and Savior. He said he's the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through me. He's talking about himself, Jesus. So you have to accept him and let him be a part of your life in order for you to be reconciled back to God. Okay? So there are some things that we all have to do to get our relationship back with God. And don't forget something. God had to come here in the form of flesh of his son, Jesus the Christ. Okay? So he can show us how we need to live. Let's stop ignoring that, brothers and sisters. Let's stop ignoring what thus says the Lord of what we need to be doing in this dying world out here today. We need to be our brother's keeper and iron sharpen his iron. Let's sharpen each other up so that we can show people out of these dark areas. Surrender. Give you all over to Christ and let him come on in and sup with you, and it's going to be all right. Trust that. It's three men right here that can testify to that and tell you that that is the truth. You understand? Start studying your word of God. You'll find out for yourself. Just let him in. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., History Talk with Dr. LaVert Kemp. Going to be a powerful show. Reverend Jackson, could you give everybody your final comments and prayers out, please?
Amen. You know, I just want to say, don't allow people that want to live in your past keep you in your past. You know, you let them stay there if that's what they choose to do. No matter what we've done, we should not allow anything to separate us from the love of God. You know, God, we are what God wants to. We are who God wants to use, somebody with a past.
Right.
And we all have a past. But we just got to be willing to surrender all, just like Pastor just said. We got to be ready to surrender all unto God so that he can use us accordingly. And again, let the words of our mouth, meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And we just pray, Lord God, that something was said that would help your people, Lord God, that would keep them pressing forward towards you, Lord God. For you are the way, the truth, and the life, and besides you there is none other. Let them know that you can use their mess and turn it into a masterpiece. We love you, we praise you, and you thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God.
Amen, 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 amen. All right. We in Georgia tonight, everybody. Don't forget to tell everybody we're on every night, and we are here. www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. And it's Dr. Kemp, tell us all every night. Hey. We love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Everybody have yourself a blessed night. And we love you. And we'll see you tomorrow night. God bless you. Good night, everybody.
Amen. God bless. Thank you, sir.
Monday, Breaking Chains, the special assignment, 7 p.m. Central, a show to feature individuals, businesses, organizations, and ministries about what they're doing for the community. Tuesday, Breaking Chains History Talk with Dr. Levert Kemp, a show designed to learn about our history as a people. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday, Breaking Chains with the men and women of God, discussing the issues of our community and world events. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. Thursday, Breaking Chains with the men of valor, brotherhood, coming together to discuss issues that need to be addressed and confronted. Every Thursday, Breaking Chains, a talk show for the people to express themselves and let their voices be heard. Breaking Chains, call in and let your voice be heard at 858-357-9137 or live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, YAT Radio, or send us an email at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Young Adults Talk is Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains.
My people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. People, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be.
I'm just trying to be.
Great as I can be.
Great as I can be.
Grow with one another. Living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me. For
peace,
I am from Zion. I am a king, and you're a queen. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
My people, I love. I love you, my people. I love you, my people.
I feel
your pain,
people.
I feel your pain, people. We're family.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me. Hey. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
My people, I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Down in love.
I love you.
God bless, and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live, 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.